Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm on the phone today. I was on the farm earlier in the week, and I'm now in Kansas City at the farm broadcasters meeting, harvesting this year's crop at the farm. It's been so smooth. However, spring planting season was difficult. It seemed to rain all the time. We finally wrapped up our soybean planting on June the 15th. And surprise, surprise, the bean yield has been better than 60 bushel per acre. Our corn has proven to be just as good in the 200 bushel range. The quality of seed, production technology, precision farming today is unbelievable. Look back 20 or 30 years, we could not have come close to matching these yields. U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that nationwide we're harvesting near record crops of corn and soybeans. And I bring this up because the ag industry needs to stand tall and protect our new technology. We can't go back to farming the way my grandfather did, like they're farming in Africa where they're starving. We have had a very good year, and that makes me think, what about next year? There's always something threatening a farmer's success. As an example, there's a serious swine virus, PEDV, that has taken a toll on many farms. Another example, I feel sorry for the ranchers in South Dakota that lost so many cattle to an unexpected huge snowstorm, killing 10 or 20,000 cattle. It was devastating. Farming is not an easy ride. Ride the prices up and they come down. Raise a big crop and the next year you have a drought. But farmers are resilient and persistent. We keep coming back. I said our harvest is all but finished, but bringing in the crop after a whole year of effort and hard work is just over the top satisfying. There's nothing like it. So turn the page. From the farm, I flew to Kansas City and the Farm Broadcasters Convention. That's where I am now. If you want to get a broad national flavor of what rural America thinks, go to the NAFB convention. Number one, they always ask me, well, why is Washington so dysfunctional? And at this point, they are convinced that Obamacare is a disaster. And number two, they're very unhappy that we can't seem to get a farm bill passed. And number three, they don't care very much about the Middle East. Let them sort it out over there. We have enough to take care of here at home. And that's it for this week. And I am John Block in Kansas City.